about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk.
Yes, MTG just talks too much. In fact, she doesn't even talk. She yells at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she's a crazy socialist trying to take everything away from us all. Wow. That woman, I don't think the devil's advocates, I don't think they've given her D-bag of the day yet.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I try to tune in. They, you know, if any of those devils are out there listening, you know, just because we like to listen to their show and participate, just in case they got time to call, let me know what you think. Unbelievable.
I mean, the conduct, right? It's, are you an adult? Are you what kind?
No,
I don't.
This has been going on. You see, I'm used to this. This is what happens when you watch a state like Wisconsin normalize debaggery. Okay, in the legislature, not just, you know, some clown on the radio, but everybody in their party. There isn't a Republican legislator. If you're kicking Liz Cheney out, because. Wow. And I really think that the establishment, this is the establishment, right? That's what Liz Cheney is, right? She's, you know, the nepotism, the connection, the wealth, the power. Thinking that you're going to turn this around, a bunch of you, 100 distinguished, you know, establishment Republicans are going to pull away and start their own thing. It's not going to mean a hill of beans to those people that attacked the Capitol.
So what does that spell out then, Pizza Box? Let's say that happens. How does that work? What is then the next election look like in terms of ballot distribution, party voting, percentages? Like, what happens? And do the more powerful, not necessarily best speakers or powerful arguments, but the vicious attackers, do they gain even more strength and awareness because they're just louder than everybody else?
Well, the Jim Crowing across this country that they've done, you know, and that's what I said it back in 2011 and 12. They got a kick out of it, you know, when I do my turkey and crow thing and say that, you know, they are really bad, okay, turkeys. And they are doing the Jim Crow thing, okay? And it's happening all over the country. And it's right under everybody's noses. I don't even think it's really disguised that well. Kind of like Foxconn. I was like, really? No disguise at all. And everybody fell for it. It's almost like if they do try to disguise it, then people might become suspicious of it. But we've been so dumbed down. The next turn is to force that centrist or moderate Republican and Democrat establishment to finally come to where the rest of the humanity is and do the left thing, the correct thing. You got a caller, eh?
We do. It's Tony.
Tony, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
I you're talking about douchebags of the day, and hopefully this one will get put up there. But I'm from Beaver Dam.
Yeah, Mark Bourne.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Did you already notice this? That, you know, if people look up his bio, you're going to go, hell yeah, he's a representative of Beaver Dam. He looks like a beaver, dude.
Yeah.
He does.
No. I hope he gets a nomination. And you're talking about the 27th, you know, there's the get together up here at Johnny's Lounge on the 27th.
Right,
for the
I'm going to do both because it's in the afternoon, early. It's like mid morning after early afternoon for them, and then plenty of time to get to Beaver Dam.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're just a hop and a skip, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to driving to O'Connell quite often to see my best friend up there, so I take the 151 to 41, so I drive past you guys twice a week, basically.
Well, super. I'm hoping to see you then.
Yeah, maybe Crudy will show up. He just walked in. You gonna go?
He better show up. Of course he is.
Of course, we'll try and get him. We'll try and get him to go to the Capitol thing first, if there's enough time to cover Voces de la Frontera, and then like cruise out to Beaver Dam and have a good time. I can drive for everybody because I'm not drinking.
All right, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, so, you know, he's aware of Mark Bourne. Basically, the way you get to be in a, you know, a committee in the Republican Party is to be completely spineless and have no fight at all in you, and then just do whatever they tell you to do, which is what the Joint Finance Committee is all about. There were some mean people on there in the past, but right now they're kind of pussy, really soft, and I think we need to challenge them this year. So, yeah, let's go to the Capitol. I think I'm going to pull out some of the old pizza box signs because some of these guys are still there, and then maybe I can do one of Mark Bourne and, you know, put a big beaver on my sign. He's the representative from Beaver Dam. I know I'm such a mean guy, but I like beavers, so it's not really an insult. It's just kind of an insult to see somebody up on the stage saying the things that he said this week that were clearly racist and wrong, but, you know, they make excuses for themselves. Why do people make excuses for these idiots all the time? You know, some now they're preparing to make excuses for Trump that he has Alzheimer's? Whatever, man. I don't think so.
I think the, you know, the scary part about it is, and all of it, the disturbing part, let me say that, not necessarily scary, but just disturbing, is that you have so much of this behavior that normally in all general human decency kind of expectations or social norms is unacceptable, but they've normalized it to the point and empowered people to get behind some of it. And now it's just like, oh, first of all, you can't even keep up with it. And second of all, it's become normalized. And now we're just like, well, I guess we're just kind of used to that. And then if you push back against it, oh, then look at, you're the hater. It's just amazing how they've spun this and done this to all of us as a society, when in the end, like you said, so many of these issues, the majority of people are on the same page. The majority of people want the same things from life, right? We want security, a house, a place to live, food, the essentials covered, and just be able to kind of enjoy our lives.
And a cat.
Well, and a cat, right. So a couple of freedoms. But, you know, and instead, we're just all whipped up at each other's throats all the time. And why? What? How did we get to this point? The only way to take it back? Yes, you got to fight against the hate, but you also have to bring up the decency and the standard. And that starts at the top. It starts from the politicians and the people that set the example, and then quiets the ones at the bottom who just jumped on the board.
I choose to go for the head and not the tail. And so that's why I'm going to be at the Capitol, because I know that this needs to be refired up again. You know, COVID kind of shut us down. Hey, I think maybe this was a kind of a good time, because people were able to watch all this last year. They had plenty of time to keep up with what was going on because everybody was affected by it, right? And then you have your crazies going to one side, and you have people that are in the middle on a lot of this stuff, especially when it comes to getting shots. And I know a lot of people that are really important in my life that are delaying and are afraid to get these shots. And pressuring them isn't going to be the way to do it. I already know that. There's got to be a way to reach into their hearts or minds to make them understand that it's much, much more of a risk to go without the vaccination than it is to get it. I mean, even the numbers that they tried to skew, you know, on right-wing radio saying that 3,300 some people died after they got the vaccine, you know. Well, I'm going to die after I got the vaccine too. So a lot of it, you know, I remember, prime example would be Henry Aaron, who said that, you know, he got his shot or whatever, but he didn't die because he got a shot. He died because he had lived out his life. And that's what really bums me out the most about the way people are like, well, it's old people, they were sick, they were going to die. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, being that I'm getting closer to that, imagine how precious those last breaths are, you know, where you would have had another year or two even, or even another. At that point, every day is precious, every hour. So to take that away from somebody and act like it's nothing, wait till you get there, man. And then maybe it'll happen to you before you're that age. That's starting to happen to a lot of people. And I don't know. Let's take a break. I'm kind of disturbed at this point. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.